ask these three questions.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and if you could get me, if I could get you to spell and pronounce your name and what district you are running for.
Stace Nelson, S-T-A-C-E, N-E-L-S-O-N. I'm running for District 19 State Senator.
And what would you like other South Dakotans to know about your district and constituency?
Well, District 19 is a perfect snapshot of the hardworking great people that make up the best part of South Dakota. It is part of the heartland of South Dakota, and it is just a great compilation of probably every facet of South Dakota's unique business and farming environment.
Discuss a major issue or topic you want the legislature to address.
Well, I think probably one of the major issues, hot issues in South Dakota for quite some time now, is some of the ugly, rampant corruption that we've seen examples of coming out in the press. I mean, whether it's the EB-5 corruption or the GearUp corruption, I mean, those are just kind of the smoking symptoms of the underlying problem of corruption and cronyism, waste, fraud, and abuse here in South Dakota. I think it's to the point that when you have people that are ending up dead that are connected with state corruption, I think that's something we all need to take very seriously. And some of these tragic deaths have occurred very close to my district. So it's something that I know concerns a lot of my fellow folks here in District 19, and I think it concerns a lot of people here in South Dakota. And, you know, these type of problems don't go away by ignoring them. I mean, they just get worse. And as we've seen with the problems with EB-5 that has basically gone unchecked, we've seen it more further examples with this GearUp corruption. So I think it's definitely something that, I've made an issue in my campaign, and it it has drawn some, put a big target on my own back with some of the folks in the administration that would rather see this corruption go unchecked.
What legislation or solutions would you bring forth to deal with it?
Well, some of the things that I've looked at is, and one issue that I pushed in the past was South Dakota needs to get out of this EB-5 mess. I mean, it is kind of an insult to the hardworking people of South Dakota what they've done with this. It's a disservice to South Dakotans, and it is so rife with corruption across the United States and in South Dakota that it needs to be gone. South Dakota needs to be out of it. South Dakota is currently facing hundreds of millions of dollars of lawsuits because of the corruption in state government in the way this was handled. So I would like to see South Dakota out of that mess as best possible. Some of the ways that we can deal with that is obviously past legislation basically banning South Dakota from participating or these bureaucrats in South Dakota state government from involving South Dakota and having South Dakota liable for some of this corruption that they've gotten us involved in. Other things that we can do to help correct some of this corruption in South Dakota is we've got a lot of high-level positions making a lot of high-level decisions for South Dakotans that are they're untouchable bureaucrats, unelected. And, you know, I've heard countlessly from people across South Dakota that they'd like to have these people held accountable to the voters, whether it's the Secretary of Education having that position made as an elected position. And there's been several other of these positions that I think are right for that. I think it's a government that's answerable to the people is what this country was founded on. And I think getting it back to that so that these unelected bureaucrats are turned into people that are held directly responsible by the voters. I think that also that we can do a better job of keeping track of our state government by a little bit more Senate oversight. I would like to see that I think that we also need to have a little bit more Senate oversight on some of these positions. Currently, we've got positions that are wholly answerable just to the executive branch, And I think that we need to reassert the checks and balances of our representative government into some of these by having those positions so that they're not the right hand or the left hand or, abused by the executive branch. I think that there are certain aspects of our state government that need to be brought back underneath the auspices and supervision of the people's elected representatives, and that's the Senate and the South Dakota House of Representatives.